Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to the Dr. Fantastic Show. This show is brought to you by Be Fantastic International Corporation. Visit drfantasticcbd.com for fantastic CBD products.
Hey, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Dr. Fantastic Show. I am Dr. Fantastic, and this is the part of the Be Fantastic movement, which is now, I'm proud to say, in 41 countries, over 1,860 people who have heard my little TED Talk. I call it a TED Talk because it was for my friend Ted Hayes, but it will soon be on the TED Talk stage because it's important that we all start being positive in our lives. And a lot of people look at the negativity in their life, and that's not healthy. So I am, and I'm told that the P is a really bad thing in radio, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am practically and possibly the most positive person on the planet, and that's on purpose, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you for taking the time to tune into this radio show and hear how you can be, and what you will hear, as a result, is you're going to find out how to be happier, live longer, and make the world a better place. Because you might agree, if you live in a big city, it tends to breed, because of the overcrowdedness, a greedy, selfish, litigious, wasteful society. And we weren't raised that way. We weren't born into that. But the greed of the big city forces people to be unaccountable for their actions, as they're in cars and they run over people, and it's, well, that's the bad news. I don't like to talk about the bad things. I want to talk about the good things, and that's thinking positive about your life. And if you listen to my over 1,000 YouTube shows on Be Fantastic Movement on YouTube, if you listen to these radio broadcasts, if you listen to my podcasts, you will see the light, because we all can accomplish what we want to accomplish. We could all be as happy as we want to be. We could all chase and achieve our goals. And I give you, as a life coach, the steps to take. And I'm really happy to be able to drive a lot of children in the world. I drive for Zoom now, which is an app for disabled children and regular children alike. But it's fantastic to be able to motivate their aides, them. And I'm happy to report today they just asked me to do a run every morning in Malibu, which I'm happy to do, bring kids to Malibu High School. And I'm going to try to teach Malibu High School, I'm trying to teach the kids how they can get rid of their disease called affluency, which is, most people know what that is. But I'm going to have I have a fantastic guest standing by. I don't want to make him wait too long. He's, what I loved about William Durfee is when I met him, and I met him a couple different times. The last time I was at a yacht party the other day, is he says the things that I say, but I love hearing it come out of other people's lips. He is a Navy man, which I totally respect, because I have a nonprofit for veterans called Supporting Our Servicemen, and that website's ilovesos.org. Highly encourage you to go and see, especially if you're a veteran, find discounts on product services. In the marina area, I have over 85 companies that are giving discounts to veterans that are listed. And if you are a vet, God bless you for serving. You just put your zip code in and find discounts on where to shop, where to dine, and where to stay. 9/11, let me give you a couple quick updates before we get to Bill or William. Again, he was in naval aviation, and now he's a broker for Compass. We'll talk about all those good things. But I want to give you a quick update on what's going on. I was out at the 9/11 memorial at Pepperdine University, and I did a couple recordings there, and it was fantastic. I ran into a gentleman who is also a veteran, and he was carrying a horn. I asked him to play taps, and I recorded taps while filming all the fantastic flags out there. And there's one flag for everyone who perished on 9/11 It's a beautiful tribute to those people that died that day. Beautiful memorial. And then I interviewed him and a few other people. And it's a great. They're great videos. I'll encourage you to go to YouTube and watch those videos. I'm now creating a video log each and every day because consistency is important, I guess, in getting the word out. And you can follow my exploits, my crazy days, and they are pretty crazy, I tell you that. What else is going on? The iPhone app is almost out. The Android app was remodeled. They're both looking fantastic. That's going to be fun. It's the app for fantastic people, and where you can meet other fantastic people. Today, Beach Cities, I'm going to give a shout out to Beach Cities Car Wash on the corner of Lincoln and Washington. They've been around a long time. They've been a supporter of my charity for many years. And if you have a car in Marina Del Rey and you're a veteran, they give you 10%. There's a lot of companies that are doing this, of course, through my charity. And they decided today to, he asked me if he could attend one of my speeches. And I've been asked this for some time now. And today I decided I'm going to start doing speaking engagements to start once a month at night in the marina at a yacht club or two. And maybe move them around to different yacht clubs and promote the local events, promote the guests I'll have at each of these events. We'll have drinks, we'll have cocktails, we'll have networking. But most importantly, we'll have a motivational encounter where I'm going to tell everyone who doesn't know about being fantastic how they could improve their life, be happier, live longer, and make the world a better place. So without further ado, I know I'm rambling here, but that's what I do a lot. William Durfee, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Fantastic. I'm so happy to be here. I so appreciate you inviting me. It's very exciting.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
great.
I'm sorry.
Every time I talk to you, I feel that much better.
I'm sorry to hear that you're only doing great, William.
I'm doing fantastic.
you know, we get into habits. We're creatures of habit, human beings. And most everyone's in the habit of saying good, 99% of the people. The real optimists say great, awesome, wonderful, blessed. But, William, there's no better answer. And there is no other answer that makes you feel great when you say it, makes you look great when you say it, and makes you literally live longer when you say it. William, do you know why you live longer every time you say the word fantastic?
Well, you basically put good chemical system balances into your system. You know, your body, you can actually control your health really by how you feel. And I so believe that we can heal ourselves, and I found that when I'm feeling good by my conversation, that I usually can have my whole body feel better.
Well, and you're exactly right. But the thing about the word fantastic is it forces you to smile even when you're not feeling fantastic. And that smile releases, as you said, endorphins, the dopamine, the serotonin, the neural messaging units that make you feel good. But the thing about it, and I was told this a couple months ago, every time you smile or every time you laugh, those endorphins are released, and they reduce your stress. So you imagine if every time you can reduce stress by just a little bit, you're going to be healthier and you're going to live longer. So fantastic does that every time. It's a fantastic word.
You know, you're absolutely right. You know, they always have that term, fake it till you make it. Well, the reality is it's really hard to be down and out if you take on the physiology of feeling good or feeling happy. And just as you're saying, you say fantastic, it certainly is a perception we have that, you know, everything's pretty great. And you're right, you put a smile on your face, it's really hard to feel down.
Well, a smile on your face makes you look great, obviously. And it takes only 30 muscles to smile. It takes 2,000 to frown. Now, I'm going to read something that I haven't read on the air yet. And it's someone gave it to me when they became fantastic, and she handed out these cards. It says, keep smiling. And it says, the value of a smile. And here's what it says. A smile costs nothing but gives much. It enriches those who receive without making poor those who give. It takes but a moment, but the memory sometimes lasts a lifetime. None is so rich or mighty that he can get along without it. And no one is so poor but that he cannot be made richer by it. A smile creates happiness in the home, fosters goodwill in business, and is the countersign of friendship. It brings rest to the weary, cheer to the discouraged. A smile is sunshine to the sad and is nature's best antidote for trouble. Yet, it cannot be bought, begged, or borrowed or stolen. So it is of no value to anyone until given away. Some people are too tired to give you a smile. Give them one of yours, and no one needs a smile as much as he who has none to give. How about that?
Well, that's pretty awesome, you know? Basically, you're right. It's a gift you give somebody. And I'll tell you what, if someone sees your smile, I guarantee you that they're going to probably almost want to smile back.
Well, that's the thing, William, and I know you said you were great when I asked you. I was really surprised. But when you see the word fantastic, it makes people smile because obviously you smiled and they're going to smile back at you. But when you're feeling really down and really low and sad, you're not going to smile. And it's been proven that if you don't smile, you don't get the dopamine, and it will lead to clinical depression. So imagine someone who's clinically depressed, they're not going to smile. So when you said earlier, fake it till you make it, it's I think, therefore I am, from René Descartes, the French philosopher. So think you're fantastic. Tell people you're fantastic. You're going to make them feel better, and that's what this whole movement's about. And, you know, William, after I met you, ran into you again the other day, I think it was just the day before yesterday, I was with a guy who has a 3-year-old son. And I said to the young boy, how are you? And he said, I'm good. He's been speaking for less than a year, and he's already in the habit of saying he's good, which to me is the worst answer on the planet. And I call the people that don't know any better, because most people say good because it's a normal thing to say. I call them moaners, Bill. And a moaner is M-O-A-N. And M for mediocre, O for ordinary, A for average, and N for normal. And I implore people, do not be a moaner. But Bill, you don't mind me calling you Bill, do you? Or is it William?
Listen, I grew up in a family of 6 kids. I was called a lot of different things.
Yeah, just don't call me late for dinner. So basically, William, it's just so long. I like Bill. But anyway, Bill William. It's just, you know, it's a movement, and I'm glad you're part of it, and I'm glad you're taking the time out of your busy schedule. Bill is a broker for Compass. He's probably working his ass off. As a matter of fact, he didn't even go on the yacht party. He showed up for the launch, and he had to go back to work. Bill, you're working too hard.
Well, luckily, I enjoy what I'm doing, so
that's,
you're right.
That is the secret to happiness, to jump out of bed in the morning to look forward to your day.
Yeah, so true.
And too many people crawl out of bed because they have to go to work.
Well, I guess the gift, too, is if you have a passion for something, the possibilities of success go up quite dramatically. And, you know, that's kind of what's key, the energy you put into it. And if it's a good positive energy, you obviously can draw good things into that business and into yourself.
And you might not know it, William, but I have a thing on my app and my website called Ask Dr. Fantastic Anything. And I try to field questions on any subject. Whether, some people ask me, are aliens real? Every question under the book. So a woman the other day said, Dr. Fantastic, I wake up every morning in a bad mood. What can I do? My answer to her was, actually, let me ask you your answer first. Someone says that to you, William, I wake up, what do I do? What suggestions do you have for her? I want to see how close we are.
For me, just as I said, I do things that really are indicative of someone who feels good. So as we were talking earlier, I put a smile on my face. I get up. I try to do something that's active. I go work out at the club every morning at 5 a.m., so I'm getting up at 4:15, and it's a ritual I've been doing for, you know, 40 years. And I find that when I get all of my energy going, and I have this thing that I actually, what's nice too, is it's an agreement I make with myself that I can complete. You know, we live in a world that so many times we have agreements with ourselves, or we have plans to do things, we don't necessarily get it all to come together. And there's something empowering when you can make an agreement with yourself and actually follow through and complete it. And it's a great way to kind of start your day, kind of get some momentum going. But for me, you know, being active, putting a smile on my face, it's really hard to feel down. You know, and I wake up in the morning kind of anxious. And I've always been that way. And I have, you know, ritual of getting ready, you know, shave, shower, or you know, brush my teeth and take my vitamins and all that kind of thing. But I've been doing it for so long that it's just kind of second nature.
Well, you know, when you do exercise, it releases the endorphins that make you feel good. So after that ritual that you do, you feel great, and that's a great way to start your day.
Yeah, you know, and it's a combination of that, and doing some yoga afterwards for stretch, and one of the most important things is a meditation, where I literally walk away from all of what seems to be the craziness of life, and I'll go into my own world, and I give myself that pep talk and my belief conversation, and which is, you know, so powerful to make things happen. You know, they always say it's truly in you believing in something that you can actually manifest it. So
100%. And I learned recently that you can meditate for 10 seconds. You know, it doesn't have to be for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't. Listen, you can just be in your car or pull over to the side.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it driving. You know, you close your eyes and relax, and the more you do it, then the better you are at getting to it. And they actually even have apps today.
Yeah.
On your phone that'll help you get into the meditation.
Well, on the question that a girl posed to me, you're right. It's the secret to happiness to wake up to look forward to something. And that's how I answered it to her. I said, the reason you're in a bad mood every morning is you don't have anything to look forward to that day. You don't have a passion. You don't have a goal. And you need to be the secret to happiness is to jump out of bed to look forward to your day, to accomplish what you want to do that day. Now, I ran into a model the other day, and I asked her, I said, do you look forward to your day when you know you have a modeling gig? And she goes, not only do I not look forward to the day, I can't wait. I can't even go to sleep that night because she's so excited for the next day because she's got a modeling gig, which are, you know, few and far between for most models, right?
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, I love to jump out of bed. And if I wake up at 3 in the morning or 4 in the morning, whenever I wake up, I don't go back to sleep. I just wake up and I jump out of bed and I start driving and I drive people. And I meet new people every day. And I inspire people every day. And I get people to join the movement every day. And I'm so happy to, when someone gets in the car and they're sad or they're crying or they're frustrated, and I can tell them how to be happy and how to look at the bright side of things and how to be positive and how to look at life a little differently, you know?
You ever notice it makes you feel better, too? You know?
Oh, yeah, called karma.
Yeah. I always tell everybody, you know, that I get opportunity to have conversations with, and I tell them all the time, I said, listen, it might sound like I'm giving you information on being, but the reality is, because of your listening skills, I am relearning things, and you're allowing this stuff to come up. So by having you in my presence, I'm getting a chance to relearn this stuff all over again. And actually, you know, germinate stuff that I totally forgot about. You know, I think we all have a lot of answers inside of us. And really, once you get into conversation about being positive, about being productive, about, you know, going after your goals and your desires and your dreams in life, and really, you know, someone sitting there telling you that, you know, if you won't believe in this stuff and truly believe it like you've already got it, how these things can come to be. And, you know, it reminds me, too, after our conversation out on the boat, just out of being in that positive, uplifting conversation, as I noticed new deals started showing up for me, new opportunities for listing property, and that's kind of what happens.
Yeah. I mean, and you're right. A wise man listens. You know, you were saying that earlier, and that's fantastic. And you know, you might be told the same thing throughout your life, and it didn't click until you reach a certain point in your life, or someone says it a little differently. Then it makes all the sense in the world. Because the things I'm talking about for the last year, about being positive, and just all the things, my philosophies and my motivational speaking, you know, it's been told to people a million times over. I didn't reinvent anything. I'm just a simple guy with a simple message, and that's to be positive and to spread it and to be kind to one another and be accountable for your actions and to let people in when you drive and to say thank you and please and open doors for people and be considerate and, you know, and civil. And that's who a fantastic person is.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. And you know, it's funny, too, when you take on that positive attitude, it's amazing what does start showing up for you. You know, there's an interesting saying, when one is willing to commit, what is missing starts showing up. So whatever you need out of that commitment, you're not even having to lay out an outline. It's out of your focus and commitment. And as we're talking, that positive attitude, the thing starts showing up for you. They help guide you into, you know, pursuing or getting your desires and goals in life.
And you're exactly right. And unfortunately, a lot of people will only do the positive thing if they know they're going to benefit from it. You know what I'm saying? They don't realize that karma works. And I like to use the example of letting someone in traffic. Okay? When you let someone in traffic, you feel great and they feel great. And I tell people, imagine it's the person that you're on the way to interview for a job. Look at the consequences of if you let him in, how he would look at you, and if you didn't let him in, how he would look at you. So ponder that when you're thinking about doing the right thing. We've only got 30 seconds for the first break. William, we've only scratched the surface on being positive. And William said such amazing, astute things when we met. And I said, I almost wanted to tell him, no, don't say anything more. Hold that for Tuesday, because I want everyone to hear what you're saying. And we're gonna go through that in a minute. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We got a lot more to talk about with William and about life and the pursuit of happiness. Be fantastic, everyone. We'll talk to you in, 3 minutes? What's the break? About 3 minutes.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning best quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and of course lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's NOXbox.com.
J.P. DeJoria loves Dr. Fantastic Caviar. Top quality Amherst River wild-caught salmon makes the caviar difference. Dr. Fantastic sources only the best of the best product for his private label line. Dr. Fantastic Caviar is so good that even billionaire J.P. DeJoria says, "This is the best caviar you will ever eat." Get Dr. Fantastic Caviar on the Be Fantastic app, which can be downloaded from BeFantasticToday.com or call 888-658-8884.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Well, I'm back, and this is Positive Talk Radio, and I'm very happy to have William Durfee on as a guest. And he just reminded me, I think I said Lincoln and Washington, which is incorrect. It's Lincoln and Venice, where Bay City's Car Wash is, and they give discounts to veterans. They're a big supporter of my charity for many years, supporting our servicemen, and which is my passion as well, is to support our servicemen. You know, William, I created it at the... what is it called in on the East Coast? I think I told you about it. That base. What was I telling you it was called?
Quantico.
Yeah, I was on Quantico when I came up with the idea. And it's been fun ever since. I've had quite a few charity events in the marina. And it's nationwide. And a veteran just puts his zip code in and finds out, because that's all that's important is a zip code, right? And if he's going to Washington, D.C., he puts the zip code there and finds out where to stay, where to dine, where to shop. And anyone listening who has a business, you know, I mean, the only time most people think of veteran is when they see him in uniform, and usually it's at the airport, and you want to buy him a beer or shake their hand and thank them, right? Well, I figured that's very few and far between, and then they have Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Wow, three times you could thank a veteran. So I came up with supporting our servicemen, which is everybody wins. You win as a business because you're going to increase your business by giving a small discount. The community wins by supporting, you know, the veterans. The veterans win by getting a small discount. And the country wins by because it spreads patriotism. I like when we create something where everybody wins.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the Be Fantastic movement, everybody wins. You feel good when you say it. The person who heard it, you say it, feels good. And isn't that what it's all about, is feeling good?
Completely, you know. Feel good, and you have good things come your way.
Yeah. And so tell us a little bit about your Navy. I always love to hear veteran stories.
I was in the Naval ROTC at Vanderbilt, and having been a mechanical engineering major, I guess that was something very desirable in the Navy, and actually especially in the nuclear Navy. But when I graduated, I went down to Pensacola, Florida for flight training, and I figured if I'm going to be in the Navy, let's do something where you're kind of the cream of the crop and you can travel great distances, which led me to get into large aircraft so I wouldn't be stuck on a carrier. Because as you know, in the Navy, if you're in the small jet community or you're on a carrier, and you kind of almost becomes part of ship company, and you go out on tour for 6-7 months, and you're on the ship, which, you know, is incredible that these guys do that, and they're away from their family. And if you're in the large aircraft, you know, I actually was in a squadron called VSE-6. We flew for the National Science Foundation in Antarctica. We were at a Point Nagu Naval Air Station. So every October through February, the summer months in the Southern Hemisphere, we would support the National Science Foundation and taking scientists throughout the inner parts of the continent. We had ski-equipped C-130s, big cargo planes with skis on the bottom, so we could either land on a runway or bring the skis down and land right out in the snow. It was kind of fun. And you flew in all different types of arduous weather conditions. You know, it's funny, you know, these people always talk about, you know, your life and death situations when you're in the service. And, you know, you get into this mode of you're doing your job, and it's fascinating where the concepts of death don't show up. You know, you're basically just doing your job, which is a great lesson for me in learning how to focus and commit. And especially in times when you're under stress, it's very easy to get into panic mode, but, you know, you're kind of taught in your aviation how important it is to stay true to the problem, do the process, and don't worry about the result. And I use that today all the time in doing my business, is that, you know, so many times we get discouraged with doing a process because we're not seeing the immediate result. And I have a great real estate coach, Steve Scholl. And that's the one thing he always drums into you. It's like, see what you can control and what you can't. Many times we get stressed out because we try to control things we can't.
Right.
And the things we can control are doing a process to you know, get results. In real estate, you know, you want to prospect and talk to people, which you can do. What you can't really control is whether or not they decide to use you. Your control thing is you can do the process, you can do your presentation the right way, you can show emotional intelligence and strategic empathy to really understand where people are coming from. And from that, you know, they might decide they want to use you, and if they don't, you know, let it go. The more you hold on to those thoughts that you were, you know, rejected, you know, the feeling that makes you feel, well, you'll just attract more rejection. So I always look at every situation as well that it's meant to be, and that there is a good outcome that comes from every little situation. Whether or not it's you're improving yourself, whether or not you realize you might not be focused on things. You know, I look sometimes at getting a parking ticket as the universe saying, you know, you're not conscious. You need to slow down and relax, because That's something you don't normally have happen to you. And then thank God it's that, not a car accident, where that's kind of the next step, where if you're just not getting the first sign, you know, and you're still a little bit less conscious, you have then a car accident that maybe hopefully wake you up.
Well, you're doing the right thing. You're looking at the positive side of everything. Now, getting, talk about 2 points that you mentioned earlier. The sales is about, you're not selling a product or a service. You're selling a relationship. And it's, I don't care if it's real estate or pencils. You want to build a nice relationship so they're happy to talk to you. Because, you know, you can't convince someone to buy a home. It's just, they're going to like it or they don't like it. But they want someone that's they're comfortable with to drive around town to look at a lot of homes. And, you know, you want to get to know their personality. So, you know, you want a pool. You don't want a pool. You know, you want a small home. You want a big home. You know, there's lots of variables. But when they get comfortable with you, because anyone can sell them a home, you know, they want to have someone, a relationship with someone there that's fun, that's confident, that's funny, and to show them the homes. There's just lots of homes out there, right? The other thing I want to point out is you mentioned Point Mugu. I got a little story for Point Mugu. I learned how to fly out of the Van Nuys Aviation Academy. And, you know, when you're with your instructor, you go here, you go there, and it's always the same type thing, learning, you know, stalls and landings and everything. But on my first cross country, I decided to explore. So I went up the valleys, and then I cut over to the ocean, and I said, I'm going to drive down the coast. You see where I'm going? I flew down over Point Mugu, which is a federal offense, and I got away with it. Like, when I got back to Van Nuys, everyone, it was a buzz saying, someone flew over Point Mugu. And I said, really? I couldn't imagine who. And I talked to one of the instructors, and he did the same damn thing when he was a kid. And they scrambled two F-18s, and of course they had to go into slow flight to go as slow as a Cessna. And they said to him, you know, we could blow it out of the sky right now. And the guy was shit his pants, I think. He was so scared because they wanted, you know, make a warning. But, you know, I got away with it in one of my many adventures. Anyway, we're going to go back to some more stories. We have a break coming up here in 60 seconds. So I want to do another shout out to Beach Cities because they're fantastic. They're part of my charity. They believe in my movement, and they're fantastic. And Windjammers Yacht Club on September 28th at 6:30 is having a fundraiser. It's a gambling night. For $50, you get food and drinks and tickets and all kind of fun stuff for gambling, and you can win prizes and, of course, win at gambling and buy things from that as well. I'm hopefully going to be doing a seminar maybe 8 or 10 days before that to promote the event. And if you are part of my YouTube channel, Be Fantastic Movement, you'll get a notice. Or if you're part of my website, Be Fantastic Today, you'll get a notice. And if you're, of course, all the other social medias. And we'll be right back with William with more fun stories. Everybody, stay tuned.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Gas prices are high and gas polluting the environment? Well, it's just terrible. But now there's a way to pollute less and save gas, which means it saves you money. Who doesn't like that? Go to noknoxbox.com to find out about a device that you can install in your car. It helps burn fuel more cleanly and efficiently, which does save you money and saves the environment. It's easy to install and use, too. Find out more at noknoxbox.com. That's noxbox.com.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Eclectic talk with a positive twist. HealthyLife.net.
Well, we're back with William, and off air, William had the most astute thing to say, because he's having fun. I'm having fun. That's what the whole, that's what life's all about, having a great conversation, a positive conversation. And he said, also, you say it again. It was so brilliant, William. Go ahead.
Well, I was saying, you know, when you have a theme of being positive, it is actually energizing, and it's really hard to not have a fun dialogue with someone when you're talking about something on a positive level. It gives you energy. You want to keep going, and you find the time flies. And both people are feeling pretty good because it, you know, becomes infectious. And as you were mentioning, boy, you have a negative conversation. You start yawning. You probably want to walk away from the conversation and get away from it. And I think, you know, we see this sometimes when we're around negative people. You know, and you walk into their presence, you kind of feel that drag that you get. And it's always interesting when you get into a conversation on a positive level. Obviously, they don't want you to be dictating to them. You know, you got to be positive because for them, they don't understand that. But if you put enough energy in the conversation and, you know, give them some compliments or whatever, it's amazing how they warm up. And I think we see this all the time when you were talking about a smile, Dr. Fantastic. When you walk along the street and you give somebody a smile and say hello, it just amazes me how they stop and really give me attention and put a smile on their face and say hello. And I can just feel the energy pop from them. And just as you said, a smile, you know, it doesn't take a whole lot. It's a wonderful gift you can give to somebody. And I notice when they give me a smile back, what a gift that is, too.
And not to get into a negative thing, but I tell people, and through my speaking, is to get rid of negative friends and negative thinking. They're both cancerous. I can consider it cancerous. And my mother...
You know, there's something interesting that happens when you start taking on a positive glow. And listen, I know it sounds easy when we talk about it. It is a little harder, but I have always found the first step is when you first start noticing you're going through a negative thought process, whether it's anger, envy, jealousy, you know, depression, whatever it might be. But when you catch yourself and then you can go start feeling good again, you'll notice a lot of your negative friends will not be comfortable being around you. And the one discovery I always made, and it was something brought up by Kevin Trudeau, who had started the Global Information Network, and he was very big in the concepts of law of attraction, that what you think is what you'll come into your life. And one thing that was profound that he said, somebody was saying, I have a friend, he's always very negative, and I don't know what to do when I get around him. I keep trying to build him up and get him out there and feeling good about himself. And he said, you know, you're never going to go anywhere with that. He said, how they'll get better is you as an example. And the more powerful you get in your belief that they can get better, the more that you will manifest something like that happening in their life. So you have to take yourself out of their doldrums and just get into your high level of feeling good and having good tidings for that individual and belief that they can get better. And, you know, I've seen that happen to a number of people in my life where they started the negative conversation. I really didn't want to respond. I wouldn't participate. But over time, they would get a couple of good conversations from me, and I started to notice that they themselves started to take on that dialogue more and more and started to realize every time they had a negative conversation about how horrible their life was or whatever it might be, they would catch themselves and start realizing that they don't have to do that. And words are very powerful. what people don't realize is the words you put out there are very powerful. And if you can, like you're saying, when you say you're fantastic, that in itself is generating in your own, you know, spirit, in your own self, all that extra energy. So if you're going to be saying that you're terrible and life is miserable, I mean, you'll create that. And how do you feel when you say that anyway?
Well, you're right about words. There's a book called The Four Agreements. Did you read that book yet?
No, I haven't.
You really should read it, buy it, give it as a gift.
Is the author on it?
You know what? Just Google The Four Agreements. I can never remember. It's a Spanish guy. Don Miguel Luis Ruiz. JP, the owner of the yacht we were on, gave me that book. And I haven't read many books in my life. I like to say that I've written more books than I've read. But I read that one. It's a very small. It's a great gift. And the number one rule in life, in the four agreements, that if you live by these agreements, are be impeccable with your words. Your words mean things. Keeping your word is very important. And this is a beautiful book. Really, really take the time and read it and give it away as gifts. I think JP gave it to his thousands of employees. Each one of them got a signed copy. I got one. It was fantastic. The second agreement is never let what people say about you affect you. Never take it personal. We all have agendas. Your parents, your spouse, everyone has their own agenda, and no one's opinion matters but yours. Third one is never make assumptions. It's never a positive thing when you make an assumption. Oh, he didn't call me back because he didn't like the way I did the presentation. Well, his phone went dead. It broke. He got lost. He jumped off the bridge, you know. I mean, so never make assumptions. And the last one is always do your best. If you live by those four simple agreements, and the book goes in great detail, of course, on them, your life is going to be better, and you're making life on the planet better for others. Getting back to negativity, which is, you know, the devil's disease, or I don't know what you call it, but it killed my parents because, you know, it causes stress and it's just bad. One of the questions on my Ask Dr. Fantastic Anything segment on my app and my website was the guy, and you may not agree with this, and a lot of people won't agree with it, but I do hard love, okay? The guy said, my mom's 80, and she's totally negative, and it's driving me and my siblings crazy. What can we do? Okay, you know my answer to that was, and you probably won't agree with it. Again, it's tough love. I said to him, this is my answer, and it's on the website. When you were a young child and you did something wrong, your mother punished you for it. And you learned, and you went on. Now, the tide has turned. Your mother's doing something wrong. She's being negative. And that's not healthy for her, and it's not healthy for the family or anyone else in her life. So what you have to do now is you have to punish her. And the way I suggest you do it is you give her a warning, and you say, Mom, you can be negative to the world, but around me you're going to be positive, or I'm not going to call you anymore, and I'm not going to take your calls. And I think she'll come around, and I think she really will start to be positive, at least around you, because there's no excuse. Just because you're 80, there's nothing to be negative about that. You know, you got to look at the positive in life. You lived 80 years. My mom died at 40. For Christ's sake, she lived twice as long as my mom. So there's a lot of positive things to be positive about. And again, I'm the most positive person on the planet. But we have to take a break now, and we're coming back for the last segment with William Durfee. I'm hoping you all are having fun listening. I'm having a ball with Bill, William, whatever the hell he is. Just call him late for dinner, and we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ilovesos.org today.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Thank you, everybody, for being part of this fantastic hour with William Durfee and Dr. Fantastic. And, you know, there's lots of great sayings out there. I wish I could remember them all. I've got quite a few. I made up a few. Oh, one of the things I say, William, is what you want to be, you can be. Be fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's a great one. Now, you're mentioning Napoleon Hill. Tell us about Napoleon.
Yeah, he wrote that book, Think and Grow Rich. And in it, one of his sayings that I take with me all the time, and that is, whatever the mind of man can conceive, and here's the kicker, and believe, he can achieve. So we oftentimes go through life having our dreams, and the one thing that really kills the opportunity for that dream to actually happen is that we really don't believe it.
Yeah.
And I think in training our minds, oftentimes it's all about creating an agreement with yourself that you can achieve. And from that, you start realizing, you train your subconscious mind, all right, if everything I'm telling myself I want to do and you achieve it, you start building from that. And before you know it, you have that major dream, like whatever Steve Jobs might have had, or what you have, Dr. Fantastic, to make the world better, is that as you keep being able to knock off these real simple things where you make an agreement and then you do it and you achieve it. It might even be just showing up on time, you know, to class, or showing up on time to work every day. You all of a sudden will realize that everything you say you want to do, you start achieving. And the trick is just truly believing it. One of my favorite was, I used to tell people I had the parking fairy. And as a little kid, when I was growing up and finally was able to drive, I remember I always seemed to be able to find a parking space. So I thought, you know, I've got this parking ferry that's just always going to do this. And I started to realize that concept of the parking ferry just created this belief in me that I always would get a parking space. And it always happens. I always get a good parking space. So it really tends to center around the concept that if you have a dream you want to get to, the most important thing is you truly believe as if you've got it, and then you'll start finding things come your way.
Well, the parking ferry is real, and it's about positive thinking. Because I still to this day, the parking ferry is on my side, because I always know, I just know I'm going to get a parking spot. Of course, it's a lot easier when you have a small car, but the parking ferry is real. Oh, by the way, speaking of fairies, you know, I meet a lot of people, and this guy was telling me about his kid lost the kid's tooth, and so the tooth fairy can't give him the true value because he lost the tooth. And I said, what is the value today? Do you know what the value of a tooth is today with the tooth fairy, William?
No, I don't. No.
20 bucks.
$20?
20 bucks, but the kid only got six because he lost the tooth.
Discounted.
Exactly. You know, but as you were saying about work, is if you're early to work, you're on time. If you're on time to work, you're late. And if you're late, it's unacceptable. And if you get the habit of always being early, you're going to reduce stress in your life. And because people put stress on themselves by being late, and then they're mad in traffic, and they're mad in traffic because they're late, not because the traffic's there. I mean, you live in a city with 10 million people. You don't you expect to go 10 miles in 10 minutes? Are you nuts?
Yeah. Well, and listen, if you've got a meeting, let's say, guess what happens? You walk into the meeting, you're already guilty. So there's one person you're not fooling. That's yourself. And you were late. If you can, as you said, you show up early and you're ready to go, you know, you now know that you've met your agreement and their agreement, and it gives you sort of an edge, you know, in being in a good place to start the meeting.
Yeah, and think like the boss. You don't want your employees showing up late, because when you show up late, or even if you show up on time, you still have to get ready for work. So you are late. You know, I mean, and when you get there early, make a call, have a cup of coffee, relax, get your mind straight, meditate, all those great things you can do for yourself and rather than stress yourself out. Again, my mother died from all these stress-related things that happened in her life at 40.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Well, this idea of you notice that it's always about how you are internally holding yourself. You have this amazing control of your emotions and feelings, which goes back, you know, to that book you were talking about, The Four Agreements. You know, never let other people affect you. And Deepak Chopra, in his Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, has a very similar thing, and that is you are in control of your emotional state and your feelings. Don't let any external outside forces affect you. So it's always about you are in control of where your temperament is and how you feel about yourself. So no matter what someone else says to you or whatever an environmental factor might be, you are totally secure in your beingness and you have total control of it.
Well, I like to tell people that they're the star of their own movie. Like William, you are the star of a movie called William. And in that movie, you have scenes every day. In the last hour, I was in your movie, you were in my movie. I tell people, you're not only the star of that movie, but you're also the director, the producer, and the screenwriter. You need to write, direct, produce, and star in magnificent scenes all day long, every day, for your entire life. And I've been doing that for 65 years, and I've had a incredible movie. And at the end of the life, you say, I had a great life. But you're the one that creates it. You create your destiny. Right now, I'm trying to create retreat up in Ojai, 13 acres. I'm looking for someone to help me buy this beautiful estate for a retreat, for the children, for education, for motivation. And so I'm creating my destiny to be up on that retreat, to have events, to have weddings, to have fundraisers, to tell the kids what a great life it is to see be in the country and see horses and what have you. So, you know, you create your destiny. You create your movie. There's a little camera filming you every day, and I really tell people, make every scene count. Make every day count. Make every moment count. It's very short. Before you know it, you know, you're 65 like I am, even though I think I'm 25, and it's, you know, some problems with that. But real quick, before I forget, I got to thank some people here. Linda, who's the owner of this company, this radio station, Positive Life, she's doing a magnificent job spreading positive information to the world. We're in 135 countries, this broadcast. She has got some great employees. They're great. And on the last Sunday of every month, she has a dinner at her house in Redondo Beach. It's $25 per person. And she does, it's called Group Hype Psychic Soiree. She's a psychic, and she does spiritual life mastery. She takes questions, and she's in healing meditation. And she serves dinner, teas and desserts and all kind of stuff. And it's only $25 per person. Only 10 people usually go to it, but it's the last Sunday. And you can reach that through HealthyLife.net website. She's a great person. I'm happy to know her. And she introduced me to this great medium of radio. I took it on as a risk. I love risk. I love challenges. I think I'm getting better at it. It's kind of fun to talk to people. It's kind of weird to not see them looking in their eyes. We've got 60 seconds. I want to thank Windjammers. Remember, Windjammers Yacht Club in the marina, September 28th, 6:30. Buy your tickets. Get there. Let's have some fun. I'm probably going to, if you join YouTube, Be Fantastic Movement, I'm going to send it out on YouTube. I'll post it on my website. William, any closing thoughts in the last 20 seconds? You're a fantastic man, by the way.
Well, listen, Dr. Fantastic, I've had such a fantastic time talking here. I appreciate you giving me the venue to do this. And all those listeners out there, thank you for letting me share some of my thoughts on everything. And it's actually, you made my day. I feel better already, and I'm sure something good will come my way just out of having this conversation.
No question. Everybody, be fantastic. Thanks for listening.
DrFantasticCBD.com is your go-to place to get 80 different award-winning, best-quality CBD products that you can use for you, your family, and your pets. Imagine lavender-based CBD essential oils, bath salts, a Zen pen for your pet, and, of course, lots of healing products for your body. With free samples and made by industry experts, you can get all the CBD products you'll need. Visit DrFantasticCBD.com today or call 888-658-8884.
ILoveSOS.org. SOS means supporting our servicemen, and ILoveSOS.org is the place where business, veterans, and servicemen can receive support and thrive. Servicemen can go to ILoveSOS.org and get discounts and free products and services. Businesses sign up to sell their products at a discount. Everybody wins. If you're a veteran, serviceman, or a business, visit ILoveSOS.org today.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Executive LA Limousine Service has been providing limousine service nationwide for over 40 years. They have a state-of-the-art fleet from corporate sedans, Escalades, Mercedes Sprinters, to the high-end party buses for all occasions, from 15 to 45 passengers. Anyone hearing this on Healthy Life, there will be 20% off extended to the caller. Must mention HealthyLife.net and call Executive LA 310-823-5466 or visit their website at executivela.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.